There will be some people reading this who own hamsters, I said. Good, said Guy. Then they'll know how rare that is. Your hamster people will know that. My hamster-owning readers, I agreed, will know whether or not this is aberrant behavior. He's down, I said. The hamster had fallen. Its legs were in the air. I'm accomplishing the task I wanted to do, said Guy. Look, the other one has run right over it. He's right on top of the other hamster. That's bizarre. That's kind of nuts, isn't it? He's not moving. I'm accomplishing my task right there. The other hamster fell over. You've dropped both hamsters, I said. No, the other one has just fallen over, explained Guy. Okay, I said. There was a silence. Is he dead now? I asked. It gets more bizarre in a minute, said Guy. He seemed to be dodging the question. Now! It's more bizarre now! The hamster was motionless, and it remained that way, utterly immobile, for 15 minutes. Then it shook itself down and began eating again. And then the tape ended. Guy, I said, I don't know what to make of this. The hamster did seem to be behaving unusually in comparison with the control hamster, but on the other hand, it definitely didn't die. I thought you said I was going to watch it die. There was a short silence. My wife said no, he explained. Back at the house, she said, you don't know if this guy's a bleeding heart liberal. She said, don't show him the hamster dying. Don't show him that. Show him the tape where the hamster acts bizarre instead. Guy told me that what I had just seen was the edited highlights of 2 continuous days of staring. It was on the 3rd day, Guy said, that the hamster dropped dead. I am a ghost, said Guy. We were in the foyer of his dance studio, standing underneath the notice board. It is covered with mementos of Savelli family successes. Jennifer Savelli, Guy's daughter, danced with Richard Gere in Chicago. She danced in the 75th Academy Awards. But there was nothing much on the wall about Guy, no newspaper cuttings or anything like that. You would never have known about me if Colonel Alexander hadn't told you my name, he said. It was true. All I could find about Guy in the newspapers was the odd notice from the Cleveland Plain Dealer concerning awards won by his students in local tournaments. This other side of his life was entirely unchronicled.